This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm Michael Rostone.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, welcome to the last episode of The Complete Guide to Everything for 2018.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, the guest I had booked canceled once again.
Well, I'm happy to, and you know, I'm always happy to be on call.
Yeah. Well, you know, for, almost 500 times here, you've been very reliable as a last minute guest. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I just tend to loiter outside your building.
Oh, that's how you're able to get in so quick.
Yeah. Yeah, and when I get the call, inevitably, it's always a surprise. I'm always just, you know, expecting
to never bank
say,
on it.
Who are you trying to book? What kind of guests?
A lot of dignitaries, scientists.
Wow.
Yeah, people from the world of math. People from the world of... I already said science.
Right.
Well, I said scientists, and they're from the world of science.
Guess what, Tom? Mathematicians are also from the world of science.
Well, guess what? If a scientist were on here right now, he would say, guess what? You're from the world of science, too, because science is all around us.
Man, I'm glad that guy doesn't show up. That guy sounds like a real bore.
Tim, I'll be honest. Most of the time, I cancel on those people because... they say something like that during the pre-interview, and I'm like, oh, forget it. Oh, no, it's you can't be on the show. There's been a fire.
You tell them there's been a fire.
Yeah, there's been a fire. Sorry.
Mm. Well, happy.
I don't get more specific about if the fire has affected the equipment or where we record or me myself.
You're not lying, Tom.
There has been a fire.
Yeah, yeah. Somewhere. It may be, in some cases, it's probably contained.
That's when, like I've mentioned on the show, when I was a teenager and whenever I would go to people's houses to, party.
Yeah, like sinful parties.
Yeah, sinful parties. And my parents would ask, are their parents home? Or if I would go to your house for a rager.
Yeah, a sinful party.
They'd be like, oh, are Tim's parents home? And I would go, they should be.
Right.
Because technically, I'm not lying. They should be home because we're gonna go fucking nuts.
Yeah,
somebody
should be there to stop us.
Yeah.
But guess what?
We're going to eat all the Chex Mix. We're going to drink all the caffeine-free Diet Coke.
Yeah.
We're going to go crazy. We're going to play Tim's dad's flight simulator.
Look, I don't care. You can do whatever you want. You can get all the snacks you want. Do whatever you want. You could do drugs in the bathroom for all I care. Do not touch my dad's flight simulator.
The controller, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, Tim?
That looked very expensive.
We can never figure out how to get it working anyway.
What? You tried?
What? No. I mean, other kids, bad kids did. I was in the bathroom doing drugs at the time. But then we'd come out and they would be like, ooh, we can't get this working.
2018, what a year, huh, Tom?
What a year it's been. Are we doing, because this one's going to come out, what, like the day before New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I mean, most people will be listening to this on New Year's Eve.
Are we going to do another countdown? We did a countdown last year, but I don't remember how we figured out how to do it.
Yeah, well, we count down from, I don't know, what should we count down from? Like 10 minutes out?
Yeah, 10 minutes out, we'll start on 60,000 or 6,000.
6,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we met in the middle there. Figured it out.
I don't know. I think we just we'll put it in the show notes.
Uh-huh.
Everybody 5 minutes from win the countdown.
Wait, what?
I don't know. How did we do it last year?
I think it was just that we did a countdown, and then later on in post-production, we figured out where you would have to, at what time you would have to start the episode in order for the countdown to occur.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So if you're listening to this now, I assume you've looked at the show notes.
Yeah.
If not, stop what you're doing. Put this back to zero and start it when the show notes tell you to.
Yeah. Delete it and re-download it so we get another download.
Yeah, and buy all the merchandise from the ads.
Yeah. No, there are no ads this week. This week is presented ad-free.
Oh, because it's a very special year in review.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about the highs. We're going to talk about the lows. We're going to give out some very prestigious awards.
Yeah.
The completies. The 2018 completies.
Even
with
if,
your hosts, Tom Reynolds and Ginger. And I'm just, I'm one of the presenters.
Wait, one of the presenters?
Yeah.
Are there going to be other presenters?
I don't know, one of these scientists might show up. Or the mathematicians.
Why? That's the weirdest. I mean, Ginger, my dog, isn't going to really have much to do with any of this.
No, she's on stage with you at all times. And people go, ah.
Yeah, just like an award show.
Yeah.
Yeah, an award show. They always have a dog on stage. A survey says
sometimes off. That dog from the artist was at the awards that one
That's
time.
That's true. Yeah, that one time that dog from the artist was at the awards. And did that one best picture, right? Because people are still talking about that movie all the time.
Yeah, it was a landmark movie.
Yeah, everybody loved it, and they still love it. Man, I was thinking about, along those lines, Avatar the other day.
You
could put a gun to anyone in the world's head and say, Avatar is still the top grossing movie of all time to this day.
Why would you need to point a gun at somebody to tell them that?
No, it's a little disjointed the way I'm putting this. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't need to. You could just tell them. Here's the scenario. Walk up to somebody.
Gun violence in this scenario.
Walk up to somebody unarmed. All right, I'll change it for you then. Walk up to somebody unarmed and you can say, are you aware that Avatar is the highest grossing movie of all time to this day?
Call it a picture.
Picture. Motion picture.
Say it did a boffo box office.
It did the most boffo box office that the world's ever seen.
Boffo bio.
And if they... most people will probably say, like, oh, yeah, I think I did know that. If they didn't, you might have to take out your phone and be like, I'll prove it to you
right.
If they think you're a liar.
You go to the Internet Movie Database.
But once you got that person on board, you could grab them and put a knife up to their throat.
This I like better, this scenario.
And say, I'll slit your throat ear to ear unless you tell me. And ask them if they've seen it, and they probably have. Say, I'll slit your throat ear to ear unless you tell me the name of one character from that movie.
The Na'vi, Tom.
That's not a character. That's that was the alien race.
Oh, Jeff.
No, I don't think there was a Jeff. But
you
I don't
know.
Maybe there
yeah,
was.
See, and while you're fumbling with your phone to be like, Jeff.
Yeah,
see
you
it
can disarm it.
Then I'll knock the knife out of your hand and then, the tables have turned.
Yeah. Now you name.
Yeah, name the last 8 Coen Brothers movies or something.
Oh, no, I mean, that's more difficult. What I'm saying is the most objectively,
really.
The most.
You can do that. I wouldn't need to look it up on a phone, Tom, I'll tell you that much.
But I could say, it's not true, but I could say, oh, I don't really care for their work. I don't see their motion pictures.
Yeah, but I don't care for Avatar, but you were going to slit my throat.
But listen. My point isn't whether I cared for something or not. Even to a Coen Brothers fan, they would take them a little while to be like, all right, the last 8 movies, can I use pen and paper? Can I write this down?
You wouldn't need to. You just go reverse chronological.
But it would still be difficult, even if somebody's a Coen Brothers fan.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, like, everyone in the world's seen Avatar.
I haven't seen Avatar.
You've seen Avatar.
I haven't seen Avatar.
You gotta see Avatar. It's great. It's the best motion picture they ever made. But nobody could name a single character. It's the weirdest. I feel like we were all.
This is our 2018 year review. We've been talking about Avatar for the last 10 minutes.
I feel like we were all freaking hypnotized using like the Men in Black thing to erase our memories.
I think a lot of people just didn't see it, Tom.
No, a lot of people did see it.
Yeah, but a lot of people also didn't see
ever.
It. That's fine. I think tickets were more expensive.
Yeah, but even taking that into account, Tim, it was still a remarkably popular movie. And nobody's a fan of it anymore.
Yeah, Tom. And whenever I tell you that these superhero movies make a lot of money, but I don't think they're good, you're like, but everybody sees them. They're great.
No, I don't.
Turn into GD Tony the Tiger about it. Huh?
No, but that's completely different. It's not whether they're good or bad. It's can you remember anything from it? And nobody
what
can remember.
What happened in Iron Man 2?
In Iron Man 2, Iron Man was Robert Downey Jr. No, that was the one with Mickey Rourke. Mickey Rourke played Whiplash, and he was mad because I think Iron Man killed his dad.
I withdraw the question. Not because I think that might be right, and it doesn't seem like you really had it too clear what happened in that movie.
Look, I was able to name a character, Whiplash, from Iron Man 2.
Because you know him from the comic books.
No, I'm not a big Iron Man comic fan, but I saw that movie and I can remember a character name.
Okay.
Can't remember anybody from Avatar.
The 2018 Completees are brought to you by Tom and Ginger, the hosts. Tom?
Uh-huh.
What are we doing first here in our 2018 year in review?
You want to do the best movies?
Yes, the best motion pictures.
Yeah. So wait a minute. You're a presenter, but you also have a vote?
Hmm?
You're a presenter, but you also decide who to present the awards to?
Yeah, there's only two of us here, Tom, and the dog, but you already said the dog's not going to do much, so...
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm scrambling here to do something.
Her best movie of the year was Lassie, which isn't even a movie. It's a TV show.
Yeah, and I don't think it was even on this year.
No, I'm sure it was on somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't think it was on this year. Yeah, there weren't new episodes.
I don't think they're producing new episodes of Lassie.
Yeah, I don't think they have in a while. And I think there probably was like a Lassie movie at some point. I owe her an apology.
Yeah. I think Lassie, don't worry, I think that dog's probably dead by now. That was
my
the 50s.
Dog? No, Lassie. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like I just checked on her 10 minutes ago.
All right, Tom. Do you want to announce the Tom Reynolds pick for best movie of the year?
Ooh.
I'll just give
I
out
have
the
a
completee.
List.
Okay, well, I'll give you out the completee then. This I'll speak for both of us.
Maybe.
And the best motion picture of 2018.
I have an idea of what you're going to say.
Mission Impossible Fallout. Congratulations.
Now, Tim, you saw this.
Accepting the award for Mission Impossible Fallout, Tim Daniels.
No, it's not Tom Cruise. He loves movies.
Yeah, I know he loves movies. He didn't want to. He declined the invitation.
I find that hard. You didn't send him one. If you sent
him,
he would say.
Fire.
Oh, you told him there was a fire?
Yeah. Yeah. I got nervous at the last minute.
That's one of his few weaknesses. Fire.
Yeah, right. If he hears this, he's going to be like, all right, next Mission Impossible, light me on fire.
I'm going to be on fire the entire movie. Nobody's ever done it before.
Yeah, you had a question about me?
You saw this in the theaters? Probably in IMAX, right? That's what really blew you away.
I watched it on an airplane, Tom. But I didn't see the last 20 minutes.
The way it was meant to be seen.
Look, I wanted to go see it in 4DX. They only put movies in 4DX for like two or three showings, I guess.
They usually for like a week. I ran into this problem with what I think. Yeah, what I'm gonna say is my pick of the year.
Well, this isn't canon because I already announced the Complete Guide to Everything Completee Award.
On behalf of you, but. I also get to give one.
Well, you stumbled when I asked for your. Okay.
Because I said I had a list.
What's yours? What's yours? Motion picture of the year, second place.
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Really? A cartoon for kids?
It's not just for kids. It's for big boys like me, too. All right. But I wanted to go see that in 4DX. I just saw that. I think we probably both just picked like the movies we've most recently seen.
No, Tom. Nothing made me cheer in my seat like Mission Impossible Fallout.
You didn't. In your airplane seat?
No, what happened was the freaking flight landed when there were still 20 minutes left to go in the movie.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't out on for rental yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to wait for like, I think like a full month. Uh-huh. And then it was available to purchase, but it was like $24 to buy.
Yeah.
So I waited till it was $3.99 to rent, mm-hmm. and I watched the last 20 minutes a couple weeks ago. And okay. I was in my home. I waited for my wife to go out, and I turned off all the lights and turned up. I got that Sonos sound bass that like doesn't really do anything at lower volumes. But I blasted this thing, and I watched the helicopter chase and the fight on the cliff.
So
at
did
the
you
end.
Watch the whole movie again?
No, just that last part.
Well, what? If it was your favorite movie, and you hadn't seen it in a month, and... You saw it on the back of an airplane seat. You have like a nice 4K TV.
I do.
And a Sonos soundbar. Why didn't you say
it's a sound bass, Tom?
You know what?
I'm play bass.
I'm gonna treat myself. It's called a PlayStation, Grandma. I'm gonna treat myself and see this not the way it was meant to be seen, but like the closest approximation you can get.
I'll watch it again, Tom. I'll just rent it again. I should have just bought it. I should have bought it when I had the chance.
You should have bought it. You should have watched it.
I know. I watched the first hour the next day as well. Okay. But I needed to see what happened at the end first. Right. I thought maybe Ethan Hunt died.
Yeah, maybe just...
Does he die at the end of any of the other ones? I haven't seen the other movies.
No, I think you think he might. With some of these situations that he gets himself into, but you know,
I guess considering he was still alive at the beginning of this one,
yeah. But you never know if that's just like a guy with a rubber mask on.
Yeah,
that's
maybe Jeremy Renner in a mask.
You know what? Here's another. I want to talk about my movie in a minute, but that brings up another pet peeve I have about movies. I guess is like a little bit of a spoiler for like the first 10 minutes of Mission Impossible if you haven't seen it. Wolf Blitzer's in it,
mm-hmm.
but that's actually Tom Cruise with a mask on or whatever.
It's Simon it's like Pegg with a mask on.
Simon Pegg, yeah.
Even I saw it on the back of an airplane seat, but like I know more about it.
It should have been Tom Cruise because that's the closest. I think Wolf Blitzer is actually shorter than Tom Cruise.
Oh, that's your issue with it?
I've met Wolf Blitzer. He's tiny man.
You are obsessed with people's heights. I don't like this.
I'm just saying he's tiny, and so is Tom Cruise. So if they really wanted to be
authentic...
Yeah, I
think Simon Pegg's probably tiny too, right? I don't think of Simon Pegg as
he's not gigantic.
Hulking maniac.
But here's what I would like. Here's my New Year's
also,
wish.
Also, I think it should be illegal for... news anchors to go into movies and report on fake disasters.
Tim, you took the words, you didn't take them out of my mouth. You interrupted me as I was saying them. But my New Year's wish for 2019 is no more news anchors in movies or TV shows. Enough.
Yeah, it's too confusing. I can't tell real life from fiction.
No, two things. First off, it's boring. It's just stupid. Like, you have an opportunity in a movie or TV show to, especially, I guess, like, you know, lower budget things, whatever, but like big budget movies. So and I am thinking of an example of like superhero movies. They create this whole crazy world where all these things that aren't possible in our world are possible in this world, and they're like, and the news anchor is Wolf Blitzer, and it's on CNN. It's like, no, come up with like a fake TV channel and a fake anchor and give them
then,
a personality.
You know what? It's the same thing of like, well, then does CNN exist in this? Like,
no, it doesn't. There's a different, it's GNN or whatever. It's a different, you know, a little bit different
from Zelda.
Ganon from Zelda.
Well,
sure, why not?
I wouldn't watch that channel. It's run by an evil man.
Tim, I got news for you about the current news channels.
Listen, I've had just about enough of this talk about the news media from you, Tom.
No, just like you have a license to do something a little bit interesting there, like use it. But also on the other side of that, if you're Wolf Blitzer or what's his name? Who's the other CNN
Anderson
guy?
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper. Like, you're one of these guys. Don't do these movies. Like, what's wrong with you?
Because all these people in news and politics.
Yeah, they just,
they just want to be stars. Yeah. But yeah, like, it's it all started with freaking Brian Williams, who's just like, hey, I'm funny too.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'll host Saturday Night Live. Hey, make me a cast member.
Same thing with
man, I hate that Brian Williams. I think Brian Williams is charming. And I don't care that he lied about that thing that happened to him.
You don't think Brian Williams is charming. You think he thinks he's a lot funnier than he actually is.
Yeah, but whatever. So does everybody.
No, I'm actually a lot funnier than I think I am. That's what people tell me all the time. They stop me in the street.
Just the fact that you're saying this creates
hey,
a paradox.
Their words, not me. Yeah. Not mine. Same thing with late night talk show hosts in movies and TV shows. Like, I
no,
don't
I think that's fine.
Nah,
because they're supposed to. The world is supposed to resemble our world as much as possible.
Yeah, but you can still make like something similar, and then
you're
it's
making
more fun.
A movie, and Wolf Blitzer comes up to you and is like, "Hey, guess what? You're
so
gonna."
So you think he just he looks up like what's shooting in, you know, New York today or whatever, or DC, and he's like, "Oh, maybe I'll go hang around the set, see if they need a news anchor."
That's how I got on this podcast every week.
That's true. I guess it worked for you.
Yeah.
All right, Tim. Well, my completie goes to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which I did not, what I was going to say, I was not able to see it in 4DX because they shuffle things out of there so quickly. They put, I saw Spider-Man a week after it came out, and they replaced it with the new movie Aquaman, which I had seen a week before.
Wow, Tom.
It was a real paradox. So I was upset I didn't get to see it. They actually, after a week, they didn't even have it in 3D anymore. I would have liked to have seen that in three dimensions.
Well, I'm sorry that you didn't get to see the cartoon in three dimensions.
It was good. I would actually...
Back in my day, cartoons were 2D.
I would actually, and you know that I would not, like, I know you don't like superhero stuff, but I think you would like Into the Spider-Verse.
I think I would like it if it was, like, 45 minutes long.
No.
I think towards
it's, like, 2 hours, but, like,
it's more than 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big no for me.
Yeah, they got, they pulled some computers out of storage, and they were able to make it longer.
Yeah, but like it's for kids. They don't make kids movies that long, really.
They do now, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what people expect. And for the amount of story packed into 2 minutes, like it's a very like story wise, an amazing feat. Like how they managed to introduce the number of characters and concepts that they did without making the movie insanely confusing was very impressive. And the animation is fantastic. The story's great. Like, if you have a kid, definitely bring your kid to
You know
movie.
I don't have a kid.
I was talking to the audience.
Oh, yeah. They've probably seen it already. It's for kids. Their kids probably told them about it. Worst movie of the year. And the completee goes to Austin Powers in Goldmember.
Damn, that movie.
They've gone back to the well one too many times. It was funny at first, but move on.
Well, you know what? Can't argue with that,
yeah.
Tim. I guess you're right.
Runner-up for worst movie of the year, A Quiet Place. Too quiet.
You know what? I didn't like the Quiet Place.
I thought
place.
It was fine.
It was fine, but like I thought it was a little overhyped.
Yeah, I just thought it was too quiet.
You know,
I hear people eating popcorn the whole time. My nightmare.
Oh yeah, I can imagine for you.
Yeah, it's silent in the theater for most of it. People, yeah. Ah, Jesus Christ! People slurping up their Coca-Colas. Oh, by the way, soda of the year, 2018.
Uh huh.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Classic.
My 2018 soda of the year would be Coke Zero.
Hmm. I only say I haven't drank a lot of soda this year, but at these Christmas parties over the last couple days, I've been drinking a lot of Coca-Cola, and I feel crazy.
Well, it must be nice Christmas parties. Most of the ones I go to, it's they just have booze, but... Uh-huh.
I thought you were gonna say like RC Cola.
Yeah, they just have.
We're a depressing RC Cola family.
Yeah, and they just have ShopRite brand cola. It's horrible.
No frills.
Yeah, Kirkland Cola.
What was your Coke Zero?
Coke Zero.
Yeah,
Coke Zero is a good type of Coke. Mm. But I've been drinking a lot less soda lately.
That's why you're so lacking in energy.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I should go back to drinking soda.
Sorry, you were going to talk about your worst movie of the year?
Oh, I didn't have a worst movie, but I had runners-up. Mission Impossible Fallout was a runner-up.
That's the worst movie you saw?
No, a runner-up for best movie. Infinity War, which is another superhero movie about a war that never ends. Wouldn't You Be My Neighbor, the Mr. Rogers documentary. Mm-hmm. Don't watch it on a plane unless you want everybody to see you cry. Unless you're heartless, then you can watch it. I enjoyed You Were Never Really Here with Joaquin Phoenix.
I didn't see it.
It's good. It's disturbing.
I know. It's based on, what's his face?
Jonathan Ames.
Yeah.
It's a very weird movie. Not like super weird, but like it's that kind of movie that has like a mood to it.
Yeah.
But I liked it a lot.
I'd like to see it. I aspire to see it one day, Tom.
Along those lines, weird movies that I really liked, Sorry to Bother You.
Mm-hmm.
I recommend going into that movie not knowing anything about it.
So don't say another word.
Yeah. Just watch it. You've never seen a movie like it.
This right there, Tom, that's too much.
I mean, you've seen movies like it. It has, moving images.
Yeah, but you can't.
It's live
can't.
Action.
Now it's like, when I saw the freaking Sixth Sense, all I was just waiting for the twist to come. Like, a twist is only good
this
if you don't know a twist is coming.
No,
I know,
listen,
I saw Sorry to Bother You, Tom,
really,
but what
like
I'm
a
saying,
twist, it's just...
if you say it's unlike anything you've seen before, the expectations are so high now at this point.
It's unlike anything you've seen before, and maybe that's a bad thing. Like, I could see people not liking that movie at all, but I liked it. Also superhero movie, which I can't believe came out this year because it feels like it came out 5 years ago, is Black Panther. Have you seen Black Panther?
Yes.
Did you? Tim is shaking his head. No, he has not seen Black Panther. Have you seen any superhero movies this year? You're out of touch. This is why you got thrown out of office.
Mission
You're
Impossible Fallout.
Out of touch with the American public. My undercard movie of the underrated movie of the year, Liam Neeson's The Commuter.
Oh, yeah.
Fun movie. Just like a real, and I think that's like 89 minutes long. Like
I'll watch that movie then.
I saw that in the theater and I was like, you know what? This movie knows exactly what it is. It's not trying to be anything it's not. It's ridiculous, but like a lot of fun.
The movie that I enjoyed the most that was not Mission Impossible,
mm-hmm.
I would say is Eighth Grade. Did you see
I have not seen Eighth Grade yet.
Were you legally prohibited from going to see that movie in the theater?
No, Tim. I have no legal prohibitions.
Okay. I thought maybe that's why you didn't go see it.
No. Is it like a depressing movie or an uplifting movie? Or you're going to say both, probably.
Yeah, it's both.
Yeah.
You know. It's our generation's Lady Bird.
What? Lady Bird came out last year, Tim. Infinity War is a very depressing movie, just to give you a heads up.
Yeah, I heard. Tom,
mm-hmm.
I'll have you know, I saw Ant-Man and the Wasp in the theater on opening day.
Yeah, you saw it before I did.
Yeah, so today. Yeah, I did. I'm not so out of touch, am I? I saw the worst one.
Yeah, you saw the one Marvel movie that people were like, eh.
Religion of the Year. 2018. Gotta give it to Scientology this year.
Yeah, they're always trying new stuff.
No, I'm just saying between Mission Impossible Fallout and there's a Scientology channel on the Roku now.
What, Tim? Why'd you put that on your Roku?
What?
Why'd you
Do you think they
could
see me? You think David Miscavige can like look at me through the Roku?
You could probably get your IP address and figure out where you live.
Yeah.
and be like, this guy, you know, he's interested. Let's, you know, put a tail on him.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
No, not.
I like
it's
being
not a,
courted.
It's not a not like an animal tail, Tim. They're going to have somebody follow you.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
They'll be courting me. We want you. Well, what's your religion of the year, Tom?
Wait, so between Mission Impossible and them putting a channel on your Roku, that qualifies them for religion of the year?
They're innovative. I mean, Mission Impossible sealed the deal for me outright.
Yeah.
The Roku app is just, they got some well-produced videos on there, Tom. They got a good, you would think their design would be a lot tackier than it is.
Yeah.
It's a lot more muted than I was expecting.
Sounds like a real classy app.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised. Like Tom Cruise, like there's that video of him talking about Scientology.
Yeah.
But that was like a leaked internal video.
Right.
Like he really doesn't promote Scientology outside of that and the time he said Brooke Shields was wrong to take medication or something. Right?
And that Matt Lauer was glib.
Which turned out to be true. I mean, at the very least, he was
Matt
glib.
Matt Lauer was a lot of things, but not glib.
But I'm kind of surprised, like, Scientology would be cleaning up right now if they put out commercials that were just like highlight reel from Mission Impossible. And they said, we
the
can,
implication is there.
We can do this for you too. You can learn how to fly a helicopter and do a halo jump.
I mean, they didn't need to say it. That's what I got from that movie.
Yeah. Well, it convinced you to install the Roku app.
Yeah.
Did that pop up after you watched Mission Impossible? It was like, would you also like to watch Top Gun or install the Scientology app?
Huh. Maybe it did.
No.
Maybe they are watching me.
But, I mean, he really is a great walking commercial for Scientology. I mean, he seems like he's got to be maybe the unhappiest man that's ever lived.
I don't know. He's always smiling.
Tim, he's trying to kill himself on film.
Yeah. But for our entertainment. He's a consummate entertainer.
Yeah, that's true.
Love him.
A lot of people commit suicide without putting it on film in a thrilling stunt.
Let's move on. plane movie of the year.
Okay. Mission Impossible Fallout?
No. I think you really need to see that on a big screen. It's a tie. Game Night and Tag.
What was the category again?
Plane movie of the year.
Plane movie. I've not seen either of those.
Yeah. You watch it on a plane.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I've been on planes this year, but and I think I've seen those as options and probably thought, like, oh, I should check this out.
I've been on a couple planes with you this year, and as soon as we take off, you disappear into the lavatory for the entire time. What are you doing in there?
They can't open up that door, you know. They just have to flip up the sign. Do you know that?
No.
You can barge in on somebody in the airplane bathroom the same way.
Well,
you just flip up the sign and the lock mechanism's there. You can just unlock it from the outside.
Okay. So it's a privacy lock.
Yeah. But, you know, not a like, oh, somebody can lock themselves in the whole flight.
You shouldn't have how did you learn this? Did you try to lock yourself in for the whole flight?
No, because then
there shouldn't be an area of a plane where a civilian can just go and lock themselves and not be accessible by anyone else.
Not even the overhead luggage?
No, not even
This year, I was on so many flights where freaking people were coming on the plane late and opening all the closed overhead bins. And it's like they're closed because it's filled.
2018 trend of the year, opening up the overhead compartments when everybody's already on the plane.
Everybody's like people who are like standby who are coming in after like not only is the plane filled, everybody's seated. We're waiting for takeoff. And like you've just opened the past 10 overheads and you're still not realizing
the flight attendants are telling you to stop.
No, usually at that point, like they're busy like preparing for the flight and they're just kind of like, oh, they let you on or go back there and find a seat.
Yeah.
And then you got these dopes like, oh, let me check all the bins. Oh, this one's filled. Well, this one's filled. I wonder why they closed them. That's very inconvenient. Well, this one's filled.
Do you think that's what they're saying in their heads? Or
no, a lot of them say it out loud, and they have real dopey voices.
Tom, positive 2018 plane trend of the year.
Yeah.
Gate checking your luggage.
Yeah, it's great. You get
they
it.
They leave it right outside
at
on the
gate.
Jet on the jetway. Yeah. Jetway, is that what it's called?
Stairway?
No.
Jetway. Yeah, I think jetway. Jet stair?
Jet stair.
Stair jet.
The hallway.
Corridor. Corridor.
The
accordion-like hallway.
The corridor to the sky.
Yeah. When they bring that thing out, it should go vroom, like it's a real accordion.
Yeah. Maybe it does. You never see it open.
I think that's the first time I've tried to make an accordion noise with my mouth. Very difficult.
Yeah,
Good. It wasn't good, but like I don't know how I could do any better. I don't know if it's possible.
No. All right, what else you got? Do you want to move on from movies?
Yeah, let's move on to...
Thank you for all the nominees and all the entrants for the motion picture category. 2018 sure was a landmark year for motion pictures.
You done wasting time?
What? This is a ceremony, Tom. I've learned a lot from these Scientology videos.
My
ceremony goes a long way.
Is that why you're wearing an admiral's outfit?
All right, just move on.
I have my top TV shows of the year. Do you have that category?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to start with my worst TV show of the year.
Okay.
Westworld season 2.
Ooh.
Stunk. Just like the same old shit of like, the first season was good. And like, it's going to take like 2 years before we get the next season out. But then by then, when we put that season out, that season should just be treading water, just, you know, spinning the wheels, delaying for whatever reason, moving the story along.
That's why I've never watched a minute of Westworld. I watched the first 5 minutes and I was like, I don't want to watch this.
Any TV show where, especially like prestige TV shows, where they, I'll give an exception to Better Call Saul, but where they start the season with a flash forward, it's like, oh, this is going to stink.
Did Better Call Saul do that? Oh, they do that. Yeah, but that's a different beast.
Right. Well, and that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like, that whole thing is a different beast. But otherwise, when it's just like a random TV show and it's like, oh, season 4 is going to start with a flash forward, it's like, it's never satisfying. It never, like, leads up to that point in a way that you're surprised or satisfied.
You know what the problem with all that kind of stuff is? They forget that it's like a show that should tell a story,
mm-hmm.
and then it becomes like,
They're trying to trick people.
Clever machine. And it's like, how can we, when you get to this later, you thought this was something different. It's a trick. It's a twist or something. And it's just like, Better Call Saul does it because, you know, it informs the character and there's a lot more going on. My pick for best of 2018.
I've never
that
seen
tied
it.
With... The Sopranos and Friends.
Wow.
It's a three-way tie.
My best, I also have, it's not a three-way, but I have three shows. Third place, the television show Barry.
Oh, Barry, about Barry Goldwater.
No, it's not about Barry
bad
Goldwater.
Bad man.
It's about another bad man named Barry, depending on how you look at it.
Barry Goldwater?
No, Bill Hader. His name is. Barry's name is Bill Hader.
Yeah. It was good. It was a good movie. TV show.
Yeah, you recently watched it, right?
Yeah, I watched it all in one day, which is why I got it confused with the movie for a second.
I think that actually might be a better way to watch it, like all at once, binge it.
Yeah, I binged it.
Number two, also a bingeable show, Succession.
Oh yeah, I forgot that was also good.
Also
better than the other
from,
shows I mentioned for the best shows.
Yeah, well, and
from the twisted mind of Rory Culkin. Was it Rory Culkin?
Yeah, it's Rory Culkin.
Kieran Culkin.
It's Culkin. Kieran, and he didn't write it. He's just
well,
one
he
of
wrote
the
his lines, right?
No, he didn't write his lines. He might have improvised a thing or two here, but I think it was pretty tightly scripted.
Hmm.
Succession.
So who wrote his lines?
The writers of the show.
Okay.
The same people that wrote all the other lines. Secession also on home box office, which some people might say is disqualifying.
Oh, it's not TV. Like,
yeah, these are box office things. These are right up there with Avatar.
They well, if it could only be as good as Avatar.
Those are my two. And then in number one, The Completee goes to The Americans, the best TV show that they've ever made. And it finished its series run. The best season, the best series finale of any TV show by far. And that I am not being hyperbolic about.
I've heard you talk about The Americans, not on mic, but off mic, like long enough that like...
You don't care how good it is. I mean, you don't want to see it.
No, I'll see it. But you also told me like everything that happens. But also, I'm just tired, man. I'm tired.
And it's only like five seasons.
I know. I watched the first season. I know. I watched the first episode.
Yeah.
I didn't like how they were like, we are Russian spies. I hope nobody finds out about us here never, living in America.
No, they never say it that way, Tim.
They kind of do. And that's
no,
what turned me off to it.
No, they don't.
But then they
do.
Play the song Tusk. No, they say it to each other, but it's really for the benefit of us, the viewer.
I don't think. I think it's.
I watched it more recently than
no,
you did.
No, I think that
it's a good. It's a good. It's a good TV show.
I think the two main characters, like, they don't have to say that to each other.
I know, and I was
point.
Like, why are you talking? Why are you saying this to each other?
Yeah.
But then they played Tusk, and it was cool.
They play like there's so much good music in all the seasons, and like I've read behind the scenes interviews where like they talk about music rights. And like the show's always been critically acclaimed, but never had a huge audience. And there are so many like really good musical moments where like the showrunners are like, yeah, you might have noticed like the past few episodes took place in one location. It was so we could get this Rolling Stones song for this particular moment or whatever. So
trend in 2019 that I'd like to see.
Uh-huh.
Stop interviewing people about TV shows.
Why not? Tim, that's all we read.
I know. And it's too much.
It when, is kind of, well, it's not
when
it, too
when there's
much.
A, there's
but,
a good sketch on SNL.
Yeah.
And then by Tuesday, Saturday Night Live, by Tuesday, there's like interviews with who wrote it and then like interviews with like people associated. Like, look, just let a thing speak for itself. I don't need to know why everything happened in an episode of The Americans or Better Call Saul. I don't. I'd be a part of the production team if I needed to know that stuff. I don't need to know that stuff.
First off, Tim, they don't have people in the production team. They're just there to find stuff out.
Yeah.
You would need, Tim, if you wanted to join the production team, you would need to offer them some kind of skills or talent.
I'd build the sets.
All right. I think they probably want some experience. They probably, and if you're building the sets.
I'd apprentice for a while, Tom.
And if you were building the sets, you probably wouldn't be, you know, in the writer's room very often hearing about the thought process behind.
I'd hear
things.
About it, though. When like, they're setting up lights, I'd be like, I'd wander over to somebody and be like, hey, why have the last three episodes been in this one
yeah,
location?
Yeah, and then a producer would
you're
come
putting
over
me out of,
and
out
they'd
work
say,
here.
Hey, Tim. The hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be building the next set.
And I'll be like, hey, well, if you would listen to me, showrunner or whatever, director, you'd know that I was just asking why all these episodes are taking place on one set, because now I have nothing to do, because I already built the set.
Oh,
I'm ahead of the work.
Well, in that case, they'd probably say, oh, well, thanks for letting us know. You're fired.
No, they'd probably be like, it's so we could afford a Rolling Stones song.
Okay.
And I'd be like, good. Now yeah, I didn't have to read an article.
Oh, that was a hell of a lot easier than reading an article.
No, I don't think anybody listen, should be privy to the, like, I don't think it should, that shouldn't be part of it. That shouldn't be part of watching a TV show or a movie, like, knowing, like, oh, the reason they had to do this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're not in show business, so who cares?
But listen,
stop it. Just watch the show.
The second part of this is, you don't have to read things just because they're online. If you don't like it, if you don't, if you're not interested in it, if you don't think people should read it, you can.
Everybody thinks they're in showbiz now.
You could just, Tim, you're the one who set up this whole award ceremony thinking that you were in show business. Just don't read it if you don't want to know.
Yeah, but I'll read it.
But you, I know you will. That's how, the only way you could criticize
this
is because you do read these
things. Showrunners just want, it started with Lost. And they let's see what these two guys have
to
say.
No, that wasn't the first TV show.
I think it was.
No,
it went back
Love Boat.
Thousands of years.
Love Boat was
the
first one.
To the Man in Black. All right, Tom, do you have more to talk about TV or do you want to move on?
Yeah, no, that's all the television news for the year.
Okay, do you have other things you want to talk about? Dog of the Year?
Dog of the Year. I can't vote for my own dog, of course.
She's first runner-up.
Oh, I did see like a very funny dog the other day. I mean, I saw like a thing the other day, some, you know, a magician that does magic tricks for dogs. I liked all those dogs. I like their reactions to magic tricks.
The dog, the complete goes to the dog that didn't react when his master did the trick where they threw the blanket up and ran away.
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't sound like a... All right, so maybe that's like, you know, a pretty smart dog, but that's not entertaining to watch.
Yeah, it was, because the dog, like, looked and then, like, walked away the other way kind of bored.
Oh, okay. Oh,
the
so nonplussed
dog.
He played it
yeah,
straight.
Yeah.
All right. What's that dog's name?
Barry. Like,
Barry
Goldwater. Yeah. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tom?
Yes.
What's your social battery like right now?
Beep.
Oh.
Boop.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Uh-huh.
Tom, I'll tell you from my perspective, since you're avoiding the question.
Uh-huh.
My social battery feels a little drained right now.
That was what that second sound was.
The getting
but
drained.
I had to do the going up. To
you,
show you the going
you gotta
down.
Go up to get down.
That's what my first single's about.
It's weird. I feel kind of drained socially, even though you can attest I don't do much socially.
Yeah, and you enjoy social things, but
I do,
but
and
it drains you.
Yeah, I don't know. It can be very easy to ignore our social battery, which is kind of what I'm doing right now, and spread ourselves thin. Or just not know, kind of like, you know, where the optimal socialization is for
you. Yeah,
you
want to be a shut-in, but you can't be a party animal.
Yeah, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Mm-hmm. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. I don't know, maybe you need a little bit of both. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Tom, we are, as everybody knows, very pro-therapy on this podcast.
Yes.
Anybody can benefit from therapy. It's not just for people, you know, dealing with trauma.
Yeah, or going through tough times.
Yeah, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and setting boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, Tom. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, like you, Tom. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/completeguide today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/complete guide.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say your aunt?
And dare you say my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Tim.
We're back.
It wasn't all just awards. I mean, I guess you can still give some awards to these things, but there was also a lot of news that happened in 2018.
Yeah. A lot of beautiful news stories.
What?
What?
The first one that I have, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle got married.
She walked down the aisle alone before Prince Charles came in.
Was that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Or he walked her down? Did he run up like, oh dear?
No, it was.
He was.
Nothing
she was going
left
to.
A chance.
Yeah.
So she walked part of the way alone to show that she was an independent woman. Uh-huh. I heard this today.
Okay.
And
where'd
then
you hear this?
Don't worry about where I hear these things.
All right.
And then she was joined by Prince Charles.
Oh, is he sitting in the pews wearing a Mission Impossible style rubber mask?
Yeah.
And he knew it was him.
And they were like, oh, that's Mr. Bean. That's just
that's Mr. Bean. Oh, of course, Mr. Bean's here. It's a royal wedding. And then he ripped off the mask and it was actually Prince Charles himself.
But then, switcheroo, when they got to the altar, Prince Harry, was it?
Uh-huh.
He ripped off his mask. It was Mr. Bean.
Oh, yeah. That's like such a... And I can't even imagine the set of circumstances that ended up with Mr. Bean in front of the altar there.
Oh, man. You should have seen how he fumbled with that mask getting it off.
Yeah, right. A whole mess of... He probably didn't even intend to put that mask on in the first place. Some happenstance.
Oh, yeah. All
or,
sorts
or
of
misunderstanding. Or, you know, he was trying to avoid somebody else, so he put the mask on.
He was twisted into a pretzel at some point.
I don't think that's like a Mr. Bean thing.
Yeah, he's always finding it. Oh, no, like when he's trying to change at the beach.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he's very limber.
He is. He's a limber man. Next up, Jennifer Aniston still can't find a husband.
All right, that's not what... What does that mean?
She broke up with...
yeah, that doesn't mean still can't find a husband.
Well, look, that's the way the news media portrays it, Tim. I'm just...
Well, we got to be better than that. It's our duty to be better than that.
How would you put it?
Jennifer Aniston does whatever she feels like because she's still making $20 million a year off of Friends residuals.
They're still making Friends?
Tom?
What?
You wouldn't believe me if I said yes.
What has Jennifer Aniston been in this year?
The movie Dumplin'
on Netflix.
Yeah.
She's making that Apple TV show.
Freaking.
With Reese Witherspoon.
Freaking Netflix was sending me every day, hey, you should watch Dumplin' tonight. Dumplin'. And I had no idea why. And then I found out that Jennifer Aniston was in it. And
like,
literally,
this maniac watches Friends every day.
Yeah, it's the only thing I watch on Netflix. So they're like, all right, well, the algorithm, like, finally one of them's in something else that we can promote.
So did you watch it?
No, not interested.
From what I read.
For the same reasons I didn't watch Joey. Give me all six or none of them.
I mean, I don't think Dumplin' takes place in the Friends universe.
Yeah, another strike against it.
Joey does take place in the Friends universe. Although I think they changed a few details to like,
I don't think they changed that much.
I don't think it was much, but like, to like, you know, make this work a little bit better, they changed a few things.
Like what? You know what? You're making pretty dangerous accusations right now, Tom.
No, I'm saying probably things were like one-off jokes about his past.
Oh yeah, the same that way that Frasier told Sam that his dad died.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, they ever address that on Frasier?
Yeah, when Sam came back, he was like, hey, Frasier said that you passed away. And Marty Crane was like, what? And Frasier was like, and they just had an argument on the phone or something, and Frasier was mad.
Oh, okay. He didn't say like, oh, when I lived in Boston, I had a very serious drinking problem.
No, because he still has a drinking problem on Frasier.
But he drinks at home. He doesn't go to bars.
No,
yeah,
he
real. That's
yeah.
How
he really looks down on Martin Crane for going to like this low rent bar all the time.
Oh, really? That's all he did.
Yeah, I know.
What a hypocrite that.
You know,
Dr.
Crane.
Yeah.
Real piece of crap.
Do you think that's how he got like such a nice apartment in Seattle? Because he started drinking at home instead of racking up a bar tab.
Yeah, I mean. You drank that, and he was drinking sherry all the time. He never drank sherry at Cheers. Norman Cliff would have beat him senseless.
He drank beer at Cheers, right?
Yeah, like everybody drank beer. It was Boston. If you don't drink beer at a bar, they beat the hell out of you.
Yeah, nobody ever like ordered a cocktail at Cheers, did they? What did Robin Colcourt drink?
I don't think he drank.
Yeah, he was always,
I think
just
he was always
coming
like,
in there. Like,
good to see you, Sam. And then like heading right back to see Rebecca. Yeah. Or
Rebecca,
making some,
come on, we got to leave. Yeah. I have tickets to the opera.
We're making some proclamation.
Yeah.
Maybe champagne.
Yeah. Not all the time, but,
when
the
he was
handful of times he drank.
Yeah, because he was usually making an announcement.
Right.
Robin Colcourt, a rich man.
He is. I mean, at least that's what we were told. He's no longer with us, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah. The actor. I don't know.
Yeah,
the
I saw him in something else, and I couldn't place. Well, he was in Men in Tights.
Oh yeah, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. He played what's his name?
The Sheriff of Nottingham. Yeah. And Richard Lewis was the king. Man, that was star-studded.
Really was. Carrie Ules. Next. Oh, another sad Hollywood breakup. Channing Tatum and Jessica Dewan.
We wish them the best of luck in their future relationships.
Yeah, because that one's toast.
Channing Tatum, more like charming, ain't him?
Plagiarizing yourself. Roseanne decided to stop doing her TV show.
Oh, yeah. That was a brave choice she made.
Kanye West.
Was just
being Kanye. I forgot about that. He said, and you know, this kind of flew under the radar because of everything. But that he said he had gotten addicted to opioids because he got liposuction because Rob Kardashian was, I guess, like being made fun of in real time during the wedding, and then left the wedding and flew home for being overweight. I would think if I were getting married and the woman I was marrying's brother came and left the wedding because people were making fun of him for being fat, I would be mad at him. I would leave the wedding being like, what a vain jerk. Like, the wedding's not about him, it's about us. But Kanye West left that wedding thinking, he's overweight. I'm getting a little overweight. I should get liposuction.
Well, a guy was getting mocked by everybody around the world.
Not me. I didn't even know it was happening.
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is, actually.
It's
Kardashian's
brother. Yeah,
okay.
One of the, like, he's on the show and everything, I think.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, who cares?
Kanye West cared.
He got liposuction?
Kanye did, yeah. And he said he got addicted to opioids.
I have not kept up on liposuction.
That's what I'm saying. It kind of like
liposuction news.
It kind of flew under the radar where it's like, oh, there's a lot to unpack there. Like, Kanye got liposuction. And then also, Rob Kardashian left their wedding. Didn't get to see the nuptials. Because
where did they get married? Italy?
Was that it?
It's Italy or France? And my parents were...
were invited.
No, they were in...
Oh, I think you... Yeah, I remember you telling me.
They were like on a tour of Europe, mm-hmm. and at one of the hotels that their tour group stayed at. There were paparazzi everywhere. And my parents were like, what's going on? They're like, oh, this is where like a lot of the celebrities are staying for Kanye and Kim's wedding. And they were just like, who and who?
Yeah.
And then she was like, yeah, we'd go up into like in the elevator with people who had like 5 bodyguards. But like my parents didn't know.
Yeah. But maybe they were like, that guy looks like he's put on a few pounds.
Yeah. And let's roast him right here in front of everybody.
And he overheard them, and he was like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go home then.
Yeah. Anyway. What other big celebrity news?
Robin Thicke's house burned down.
Really? That's a shame.
Yeah, it is
a lot
shame.
Of people's houses burned down this year, actually.
No, he was one of many in
Malibu.
Yeah.
That was the one you chose to highlight? I mean, look, fine. Like, I
brought
bad.
It up just because Robin Thicke is a fascinating celebrity to me, because he's
Alan Thicke.
No, it was sadly passed not this year, nah, maybe last year.
Yeah. But we can still memorialize him this year.
Yeah, Mr. Seaver.
Don't move to the beat. Just
but like Robin Thicke was up until what's the big song he did with the naked ladies
lines.
In it? Yeah. Up until then, like no one in America knew who he was, but he was like big in Europe.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just crazy. Alan,
I don't care about that.
Yeah, but
I don't
look,
care about.
I don't care. I just think it's interesting. Like 10 years ago, somebody was like, you know, Alan Thicke's son's a big pop star in Europe. I'd be like, wow, how did that happen?
Marketing.
But why didn't they put that marketing over here? But then
tough,
they did.
Crowded.
Europe's crowded too, Tim. Ben Affleck, he had some troubles with addiction, but it sounds like he's doing better now. But he broke up with his girlfriend, and he started dating a Playboy model named Shana Sexton.
That's Sexton.
Sexton is the way. Sexton.
Yeah, Sexton.
That's a hell of a name for a Playboy playmate, huh?
I guess so, Tom, because it's got sex in it.
Oh, I hadn't even put that together.
All right. What other celebrity news do you have?
Unrelated to that, did you know you can put butts on Instagram? Pictures of butts on Instagram. They allow it.
Is that like a new policy that for 2018?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
You've never seen the butt?
No, I've never seen it. It's unrelated to this story.
Okay.
But yeah,
how did you find out about
it? It was on the news, I think. It was on the news, yeah.
Are you following? I'm going to look into your follower
No, I don't follow anything like that. I'm terrified that there will be an expose about me.
The only one that's going to do an expose is me.
Yeah, and I'm terrified.
I know, but like you just tipped your hand.
Well, no, I'm tipping my hand because there ain't nothing to tip, Tim. When I'm looking at things like that, it's in a private browser window.
Okay.
Where you'll never find me. The situation... He's going to jail.
How
in
many
2019,
more of these do we have?
I have two more.
Okay.
The situation. You know how much money he made between 2010 and 2012?
2010 and 2012. Those were his salad days.
I assume.
I'm going to say he made $8 million.
Well, you're way off. It's $8.9 million.
Oh.
Which he like didn't report to the IRS. I don't think he didn't pay no taxes.
It wouldn't put me I wouldn't put it past him to not pay any income.
I mean,
tax
certainly,
no, bro.
If they're sending you to jail 7 years later, it's not that like you paid most of your income taxes, but you skipped a little. It's because like you didn't pay
There was fraud involved.
Yeah, there was fraud. And also, like, even now, you don't have that money to, like, pay back.
But don't worry. The next opportunity is right around the corner. He'll have that money in no time.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Probably in 2010, he was like, this is great. I'm going to make $5 million a year every year from now
on. For the rest of my life, for the next 50 years.
Yeah. Let me use this money to pay off some bills.
Yeah.
First, and then I'll pay the taxes.
Can you imagine the credit card debt all those goofs were in before, like in 2009?
Yeah, and I have to imagine that like none of them paid off those credit cards either. Like, yeah, the situation probably is still in quite a situation as far as debt goes.
Jail.
Well, he's in jail, but I'm saying like even after he gets, like I can't imagine he's going away that long. But even once he gets out, it's probably like, all right, great, I'm out of jail. And now I've just got to pay off this $5 million debt.
Instead of claiming bankruptcy, can you go to jail and get the debt absolved?
No, that would be debtor's prison.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a thing.
I mean, if it was voluntary.
I mean, that like MasterCard doesn't care if you go to jail.
I mean, Master,
look, they still want their money. I'm sure they'd rather you go to if they're not going to get anything, they might as well throw you in jail.
I mean, they want you dead either way.
No, they want you alive, spending putting more money on the MasterCard.
They want you dead, but they also want your
next of kin
to not be able to pay your bills.
That whole thing's crazy.
Yeah,
like if somebody came to me and they were like, yeah, you're next of kin and they owe all this money, I'd be like, well, that's their problem and your problem. I have nothing to do with this.
Prediction for 2019, the revolution is coming.
My last story for 2018, and I had no idea about this, or maybe I did. I just didn't really pay any attention. Did you know, Tim, that Justin Bieber is a husband now?
Yeah, he married a lady.
He married not just any lady. He married Stephen Baldwin's daughter, for goodness sake, Tim.
Is Stephen Baldwin the crazy one?
If you mean that he's crazy for conservatism, sure.
Okay.
Yes.
See the outspoken conservative whose views I respect.
Who threatened to run against Alec Baldwin for mayor in 2013 when Alec Baldwin floated. All these Baldwins, they all suck. They all stink so bad.
Oh, God. Imagine the Baldwins were freaking running.
Running against each other as like...
I just leave the state.
Yeah, when it's like...
I guess.
I don't think either of you really understand any of your politics. You just understand attention.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, his daughter has broken out of that and married Justin Bieber.
Nice.
For love.
We wish Mr. and Mrs. Beaver the best. And now, the moment
sign a prenup, Justin Bieber.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, she's got that Stephen Baldwin money.
No, that was the thing. Like the article I read, it was like, you know, Justin Bieber is estimated to be worth around $250 million. And Haley Baldwin's also estimated to be worth a couple of million dollars. It's like, first off, a couple of million. Yeah, I wish I was worth a couple of $1 million, but it's nowhere near $250 million. And like, no, she's not. She might. She's like a model, I think, and stuff.
Yeah.
She's doing better than her dad. I'm assuming like,
these people are doing better than both of us put together, Tom. Oh, we're freaking dunking on Justin Bieber for marrying a...
I wasn't dunking on him, Tim. I was congratulating him for being a married man. I guess his crazy days are behind him now.
Yeah. That's not what I heard.
No more drunk driving Lamborghinis in Florida.
Well, with that, with our well wishes to Justin Bieber, it's time to welcome... to say goodbye to 2018 and welcome 2019. You ready for the countdown, Tom?
Yes.
10, 9,
8, 7, 6,
5,
4.
We're going to live through 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year, everybody.
Woo!
All right. Woo! Man,
we were going too fast. What were you gauging?
I was going by this. The
clock, the time.
Yeah, the timer.
Yeah, because I was like, why are you stretching
out? This is the first conversation we're having in 2019.
Wow.
bickering about a clock. I thought this year would be different, Tom.
Well, I guess not. The year's ruined.
Yeah.
Do you have any revelations for 2019? No.
Predictions?
No. Resolutions?
Yeah, but they're all private.
All
right. What about you?
They're all intensely personal. This year, for the 37th year going, it's going to be the year I turn everything around.
Nice. I'm going to try to exercise more. I'm going to...
I'm going to try and exercise more demons.
Ooh.
From other... I'm going to preschool.
Okay, you're going to preschool to...
No, priest school.
Oh, okay. It's like
the seminary, Tim.
I'm going to find these devil children and...
Yeah. I mean, look, if that's where it takes me to my in my exorcism ways, then who am I to say?
If you like the show, find us at on tcgte.com. You can do the... Hey, guess what? Make 2019 the year that you stop using Facebook, right?
But before you do, go to facebook.com/completeguide and follow us. I mean, you don't even have to. We rarely post. You can't. And
I don't know.
You've been banned from Facebook. You've been deplatformed from Facebook.
I've been deplatformed from a number of different places.
You can follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me at Your Pal Tim.
And if you want to support the show, check out tcgte.com/Amazon for your Amazon shopping and tcgte.com/pledge for our Patreon, which we're like a couple of weeks away from launching new stuff.
Tom, we have so many exciting things happening in 2019.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, we actually do. There's a number of
We have our
projects.
500th episode coming up soon.
Very soon, yeah.
We have this Patreon thing. I don't know what else you're alluding to. Oh, we got some other things in the hopper here.
That might be happening.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about it as appropriate.
So stay tuned, as they say on television, they say in the movie starring John Ritter.
Oh, what a good movie. You know, written by the one of the dudes who wrote Bill and Ted.
Really?
Makes sense, right?
Yeah. I follow that guy on Twitter, I think.
Chris Matheson or I forget the other guy's name.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's a good Twitter follower, whichever one. Good Twitter follow.
I'm a good Twitter follower. I fave every tweet.
Tom?
Uh-huh.
I figured out another thing that you and I disagree on.
Great. I've been looking for a few.
And I don't know. Actually, I'm... what's the best Robert Zemeckis movie?
Back to the Future.
Yeah, but what about Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
You know what? I mean...
Right?
Yeah. Well...
That's a real Sophie's choice for you, huh?
Here's the thing. I can't name... which Back to the Future movie I like the most.
It's 3. You know it's 3.
Listen, 3 is...
Shut up.
But, yeah, so I couldn't really name which one's the best, but, like, Who Framed Roger Rabbit is...
It's, like, one of the greatest movies of all time. Like, in terms of, like, directing a movie. Poof.
I will say this. One of the movies along those lines that I'm most excited for in 2019 is Detective Pikachu, because I really like the noir detective mix, live action animated mix. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Cool World.
Mm.
There's one other one.
There was this video game that I had for the PC in the late 90s.
Yeah, there are weird things like that. Yeah. So, like, I don't really know Pokemon, but, like, this Detective Pikachu, I'm like, yeah, I'm on board. You got a noir detective story with a mixed live action animation? I'm in.
Here's a thing. I thought that was a joke. I didn't know that was a real movie that was coming
out. Did you
out.
Watch the trailer?
No.
Oh, I mean, like,
I just saw the tweets
about trailer
it.
And it's like, oh, this is like a high budget movie.
Yeah.
I think Detective Pikachu was like a game.
Hmm.
I don't know if it was even a U.S. game. It might have been Japan only, or it might have taken a long time to get over here. But yeah, No, I think it's just like a lot to translate probably. And they were like, well, Americans like Pikachu as a detective. But they
hey,
do.
Hey, we'll see you at the box office, huh?
Yeah, right? Can't wait. I don't know when it comes out, but I think it comes out this year. Watch the trailer. It's good. It looks like it's going to be good.
I'll try. Hey, thanks for a wonderful 2018, everybody. And let's do it all again in 2019, but better. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see you next year.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.